I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, raising my mug of, what is this today? Toffee cream, something like that? Great flavored coffee. Loving it. Dedicated to slashing your spending to new lows, growing your savings to new, previously unthought of heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. Fill in the blank, guys. What's your debt? Everybody's got a number. Everybody's got an estimate. I highly recommend you get that number completely locked down and nailed down. Think about it. Imagine if it was gone. No more debt. What are the possibilities? What could you possibly do if you had no debt? The sky is the limit, and here's where we start making it happen. Thanks for hanging out. Huge welcome to all of the newest affiliates. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. The people, the miracle workers, that BizTalk Radio Network, so grateful to all of them for growing the show. And you listeners, my gosh, the emails coming in, the texts, everything. You guys are the best. Thanks to everybody in no particular order, but we keep getting all these great notes. Linda T. listening in from gorgeous Portland, Oregon, raising my mug of coffee to you in salute. Diane Shelton listening in from Olive Branch, Mississippi, not far from Memphis, where we're looking at another station. And a huge shout out to, you know who you are, loving those weekly emails, Mitchell Meeks and Linda E., super fans listening in from Super Talk, Mississippi, as we cruise towards an amazing number, 90 stations coast to coast, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. So again, sitting here, my mug of toffee cream in hand, loving this, so good. Tony says hello. He's got his green tea over there. We can all get along as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you're not drinking coffee or green tea at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough caffeine for both of us because that's just the type of team player I am. So, guys, in and amongst the many bits of subject matter that flew past my desk this week, one of them absolutely caught my eye big time. Had to expound upon it because it just has me so, like, as excited as a kid at Christmas. These recent consumer reports coming out here, small business owners' optimism touching a 35-year high in July. They obviously don't have numbers for August yet, with businesses setting records in terms of job creation, hiring, just startups, while they cited the availability of qualified workers as their biggest challenge. You know what that means? You got a lot of people out there trying to start their own thing, and the fact that they can't find qualified workers is an amazing sign for the economy. We've known that that's been on a tear for quite a while. But what I'm excited for are the people out there who are doing their own single thing in a business, you know, platform. They're starting their own one-person businesses. And I get very jazzed about this because once upon a time, I was there as well. It was about 10 years ago. And the feeling of knowing that your idea is going to take root and you are going to start a platform, a job, a career, scary as heck, but exhilarating as heck, where you're going to start your own thing and have your own business and make it grow and succeed. And again, talking about numbers you never thought possible. So I love that. And another sign of just how good the economy is, the small business owners out there, whether they are experienced business owners, they've been doing this for decades, or brand new ones, also noted that they were able to increase prices for the first time in ages. So these are all fantastic, amazing, incredible numbers out there. And I want you to harness them for your own personal benefit. It's great to see the news, to read the headlines. Oh, that's wonderful for other people. I want you guys to get a little bit more self-serving and start thinking about how you can harness today's amazing numbers to start your own sideline businesses. Everybody out there, I think it's something, honestly, inherent in American DNA. If you are a 12th generation, a 20th generation, a first generation American, anyone in between, you have an idea for a business in your head, okay? And I'm telling you right now, this day and age, with the numbers out there, the optimism, the consumer confidence, the banks that are feeling just a little more, you know, enticing to lend to others, especially startups like yours, it is an amazing time to do this. And it's saying right here, small business owners, whether they are new or they are established, as usual here in the United States, are leading the economy. And they're expressing optimism, rivaling the highest levels in history. This is coming straight from the NFIB president, CEO Juanita Duggan. You might see her on the news. I love watching her. So expansion continues to be a priority for small businesses who show no signs of slowing as they anticipate more sales and better business conditions. You know what that means when all these companies out there are ramping up and all the signs are saying more sales, better business conditions? This means more sales and better business conditions for you as well. If you're thinking about starting the new business or you're thinking about growing it to the next level, you're maybe thinking about taking it to that level where it can eclipse what you're currently making in a regular business working for someone else, I want you to harness that excitement and put it into overdrive with these numbers that we're seeing out here. And then I'm going to go into a little detail as to how exactly I did that. I'm going to detail all the stuff that I did right, several of the things I did wrong that I want you guys to avoid as well. And I want to hear from you what your ideas are as for getting your particular idea. Fill in the blank. Want to start your own dry cleaning company, lawn mowing, tutoring, you want to write a book, you want to have your own show, you want whatever you want to do, I want to hear from you. Find me online, brilliantfrugalliving.com. Let me know what you're trying, let me know what's working. If it works for the show, I'll be sure to mention it out here. Okay, getting back to my just handfuls upon handfuls of stuff that I wanted to go over here. A net 35% of business owners are expecting rapidly growing even better and better conditions. While they again say the availability of qualified workers is their number one problem, this is a fantastic sign for people out there looking to do their own thing. Okay? There's a lot of money flowing out there, and I want some of it in your pockets. Very good. Next up, owners, new business or small business owners, also reporting that they are increasing the compensation they offered workers. Yummy. Loving that. 59% of firms were trying to hire or were hiring, while 52% reported few or no qualified applicants for the positions they were trying to fill. When I keep hearing these numbers, it makes it more and more obvious to me that if you're thinking about starting your own thing, being your own best employee, again, it just hammers home the fact that now's a great time to be, you know, trying something new. And here's the biggest message I want you guys to take home. Here's the biggest thing. Despite challenges in finding qualified workers to fill a record number of job openings, they're taking advantage of this economy. They're pursuing growth. They're building their businesses, they're starting branches, they're starting new ideas, and I want you guys to do the same thing. Profits continue to perform, and more firms raised prices in July, a positive signal of demand. I love that. Here's the next thing, and you can hear all the papers in the background here. I'm going to go over a couple more details, a couple more headlines, just to hammer home the fact that now's the time to get this small business of yours off the ground or to the next level. Loving this one. The number of 401k and IRA millionaires continues to surge. Here's a message I want to get in here. When we're talking about becoming your own favorite person when it comes to investing, when it comes to fulfilling all of your many financial goals, your loftiest, highest financial ambitions, a lot of people say, I want to be a millionaire. It's concise, it's clear, it's focused. I love that kind of a word. And I love the fact that it encompasses so many things. It oftentimes means being a homeowner. It oftentimes means having your own business. It oftentimes means foregoing the, you know, brief, fleeting, small purchases now so as to ensure a fantastic, phenomenal, liquid, incredibly prosperous, you know, either retirement, early retirement, or just a fabulous lifestyle later on. Put off those purchases of the frivolous. I mean, invest in things that you need to use in order to get you to that next level. But I love how 401k and IRA millionaires continues to surge. These are the people who are not buying the flashy cars. These are the people who are buying the secondhand car, maybe the third-hand car, taking care of it themselves. They don't have the housekeepers. They don't go out to eat. And they live very modest lifestyles so they can plug every freaking penny they can into their 401k. That is the second line of income. that self-made millionaires lean towards time and time again. If you want to become a self-made millionaire, and so many hardworking Americans out there find that that is their financial goal, you need to have a couple of different lines of income. It's not just about your day-to-day job. It's not even about your day-to-day job and the job you're trying to create, you know, the business you're trying to start up from scratch. It also involves investing in the stock market. And it doesn't have to be something wild, crazy, fly-by-night investments that you just heard about. We are talking about the tried and true, the companies that have been around for decades. Go with any of the safest investments that you can get your hands on. And by all means, talk to someone who's certified in this, or someone that you know and trust who has built decades of wealth by doing this through the stock market as well. Talk to someone who has lived it, who has experienced it, and knows how to pass on that kind of knowledge. That's what I'm talking about. So start plugging every penny you can into your 401k. If you don't have one at the moment, open up your own account with a bank of your choosing, with the investor of your choosing. Make sure that they're reputable and show no fear. Get in there. And here's the next thing. If you do have fear, you're not alone. Anybody who gives money to someone else to invest for them or to do whatever, it's very healthy and very smart to have a tiny bit of fear. But here's the thing. When they know what they're doing and you're in the midst of one of the greatest stock markets that we will ever know in our lifetimes, you want to educate yourself. Get yourself into the game. Have a couple of sleepless nights if you want to as well, because waiting for you on the other side of these investments is going to be a financial reality that you only dreamt of before. That's the kind of thing I want you guys to know about. That's the feeling that I want you to have. So we're talking about staying with the job you're at, building that new business, and simultaneously investing in the market with a 1-2-3 punch that's going to leave your competition in the dust and make every one of your dreams a reality. More after this.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets, always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop, online superstore. There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets, always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop, online superstore.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Nagopian Show, talking about ways in this new phenomenal economy with all the growth and the consumer confidence and all the people putting it out there on the line and finding phenomenal returns as a result. I want you guys to know that feeling. And I know every single one of you listening has an idea for a small business. Either you have it running right now, you're thinking, dreaming, praying on it, deciding is now the time to do it. I'm telling you, now is the time to do it. If it's on a smaller level than you'd like right now, you're thinking about growing it to the next level, do it. You're thinking about just putting the first step in front of the other, do it. Maybe it's been in line. Maybe you've had it going for years. You're thinking about taking it to that next bold step, do it. And I'm loving this. I got to go over one more article here. They're talking about how entrepreneurs, this is such a fantastic trend, entrepreneurs ditching Silicon Valley for vast numbers of U.S. cities. Here's one of my biggest points. I'm just going to cut right to the chase here. Wherever you are, chances are outstanding. It's a perfect spot to start your business, especially if it's an online business. Wherever you are, it gets better year after year after year for you to just stay put where you are. No need to dig up stakes or dig up roots and move to some other city far, far away to get your toe in the door for the industry you're thinking about creating or the industry you're thinking about working in. You can do it right from home with your laptop and a little bit of imagination. I am digging this. I got to go over this real quick. It says here, and this is very true, Silicon Valley may be a home to a host of tech entrepreneurs, but Americans of all ages are increasingly looking to start up their businesses in other parts of the country. According to a new study from LendingTree, if anybody knows how to do a poll, it's LendingTree. They got polls on everything. Salt Lake City, Utah has the highest concentration of younger entrepreneurs in the U.S. The average age of business founders in that city was about 38 years old. And they credit that with Salt Lake City's relatively low cost of living and rich talent pool as factors that make the city an attractive business environment. Love it. Other side of the country, Buffalo, New York. Second on the list, the age of a typical business founder was 38 as well. Out of all the city's entrepreneurs, 3.6%. Pretty relatively small, belong to Generation Z, or those individuals born after 1995. Well, God, I would hope so. I got married in 1995. You're telling me there's entrepreneurs that are that old doing this? Oh, my God. In New Orleans, Louisiana, entrepreneurs typically about 38 as well, ranking the city third when it comes to cities with young business founders. What I love is the number of older business founders that are really coming to, I don't know, coming to the forefront, kind of making their voices heard. I love these numbers on the younger entrepreneurs. It gives me great hope for the next generation because there's so much down talk and doubt and everything else. Let me tell you something. I know a huge number of people who are considered that younger generation. They are go-getters. They have goals. They have ambitions, and they aren't afraid of hard work. It's so heartening to see when I do my various speaking engagements and meeting with people. It's tremendous. People of all ages, people of all experiences, you are the ones I'm talking to when it comes to putting your experiences and your, I don't know, all of your various talents, your favorite things into a new industry, because chances are outstanding, whatever city you're in right now, if you've got a laptop and you've got some internet access, you can start putting one foot in front of the other when it comes to making this new job a reality. Loving it. Next up, entrepreneurs in Charlotte, North Carolina, also going ape crackers when it comes to starting their businesses.
Next up, and I love this list because this is a list that encompasses a huge number of our stations coast to coast. Minneapolis, St. Louis, all huge names for entrepreneurs. Portland, hey, gotta love Portland. Milwaukee, loving our stations in that area. Austin, Texas, rounding out the list is the top 10. Here's the next thing. Baby boomers, of whom I know so many, fantastic people, are more likely to start their businesses near or around Silicon Valley or San Jose, California. Other older entrepreneurs also likely to start businesses in Providence, Rhode Island, Hartford, Connecticut, and home of so many entrepreneurs, Florida. Gotta love it. Here's the takeaway. Wherever you are, there's no need for a big, bold geographic move from one city to the other. Stay where you are. Start putting those fantastic ideas on paper and start making it a reality. Love it. Here we go, in no particular order. I'm going to tell you guys the story of me. Why? Because I made so many mistakes that I want you guys to avoid. And number two is just kind of a reminder that if you've got a pretty loud mouth like yours truly and a bold idea that you want to bring out there, it can be done. If I can do it, you can do it. Let's get you started. When I first had the idea for writing a book, the economy just took a huge hit. It was 2009, 2010. It was a horrible time to be a U.S. economy. And people started losing their jobs right and left, okay? You had a lot of people going from two incomes down to one. Now, in my household, we had willingly, knowingly gone from two incomes down to one when we had Katie, right? So then we have Robbie in 2007. I've got two kids. We now have four people living on one income, my husband's. And I got the idea to write a book. So the book comes out. I talk about how you live on one income, all kinds of very tried and true ideas. We get the book out there, and it becomes rather popular. I connect with a few publishers. The terms were too steep for a startup like mine. No doubt yours is going to be the same way if you have an idea for a book, not just about saving money. If it's a book about gambling or home improvement or fixing cars or going back to school, whatever you have a book idea, go and start writing your book. It doesn't have to be War and Peace. It doesn't have to be Gone with the Wind. It can be a few dozen pages. Get yourself to a local copy shop, the copier shop like a Kinko's or wherever else around you, or go to a local, you know, printer, whatever works for you, and get a couple of books made, okay? When I realized I would be self-publishing, I shopped around for all kinds of local printers and found one that could print it very reasonably. And a bonus with that, no shipping costs, okay? The next step after you have written your book idea and you've got it bound a little bit, this doesn't have to be some crazy making event. Start putting your ideas on paper. If you know somebody that has any kind of experience in editing, I didn't, but if you happen to know someone who can take a second look at it, give it a fresh eye, maybe do a bit of editing, have them take a look at it too, and then get a few of them printed up. There is nothing more motivating than seeing a book that you wrote in some professional bound sort of format. It gets it done. I'm here to tell you, you get up in the morning, you take a look at that, there it is. Next up, here's something I want you to do. Now, back when I was doing this back in 2009, things have gotten even more sophisticated with this. Start blogging. Start building a following by blogging once a week. And it doesn't have to be War and Peace again, guys. Couple of paragraphs. Here's a website that I used and I love it. I highly recommend it. No, I mean, this is just some, you know, free advertising for them. WordPress.com. WordPress.com. Have you guys ever seen the movie Julie and Julia? Guys, I realize it seems like a chick movie. It's not. Here's the reason why I love this. When you start blogging about your particular expertise, you're going to find, this is no joke, this is how it happened to me, local reporters, local writers, local newspaper writers will often comb the blogs for information relevant to their stories. And if they come across yours, they may connect with you to get a quote from an air quotes expert such as yourself. And it's phenomenal advertising and it's free. And I mentioned before that website, Julie and Julia. Oh my God, it's fantastic. It's all about a young lady, Julie Powell, who blogged about how she cooked her way through the Julia Child, The Art of French Cooking, Mastering the Art of French Cooking. I love that cookbook. I actually have it here, one of the first editions here in the studio. She cooks her way through it for an entire year, blogs about it every day, talking about her experience. By the end of that year, she's had nationwide publicity. There was a movie made out of it with none other than Meryl Streep as Julia Child. It's a fun movie, but you get the point. That's what I'm talking about. Things can and will snowball rather nicely in your favor when it comes to publicity, but not just publicity, the best kind of publicity, free publicity. It's great advertising for your message, for your company, for your book. And by the way, when you write this book, you'll have it in e-format, a PDF. Get it onto Amazon.com so people can download it to their Kindles and get ready for a whole new line of cash that way as well. More after this, guys. The time is flying. Hang out for a second. We'll be right back.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to make your passion into your next career. Everyone out there listening to the sound of my voice, I can tell you for a fact, I know this, it is inherent in American DNA. You have got a business idea that if you have not already, you are dying to turn it into a reality. You've got a little bit of healthy skepticism. You've got some healthy doubts. And you know what? You just described every great success story out there. Get out there and make your success story the next one that people are talking about. So we're talking about the first thing you want to do, write that book. If you haven't already start it and keep going on it. And it doesn't have to be some crazy long thing. Just get something down on paper, fine-tune it, make sure it's something you're proud of, get a few copies of it bound for motivational purposes, and then here's exactly what you do next. You contact your local libraries and you start conducting workshops, okay? Chances are outstanding, wherever you are in this beautiful U.S., there is a handful of libraries near you, okay? Around here where I was, there was about 18 to 20 public libraries in nearby counties. I'm talking about within an hour's drive, okay? The libraries near you are looking for quality workshops to offer to the public, okay? And again, whatever your dream job is about, whatever you have crafted your book around, chances are excellent that your local libraries would love to do a workshop in it. Here's the best part. You connect with them for a brief press release telling them about your experience, the course you'd like to conduct, how it would benefit their library. And then if your library is anything like the ones near here and they all have an amazing, fantastic organizational sense to them, there's nothing like really skilled librarians to get the word out about all that you do. So conduct your workshops. Here's what they're going to do. The local library near you, chances are, when they're doing workshops, they're looking for something about an hour and a half in length at most. You could go a little, you know, less than that as well. So don't feel like you have to go crazy with some huge mega series of, you know, training. You don't. Get in there with a 90-minute idea for your workshop and then let the library do all of your press for you. It's phenomenal. They have a huge email list. They have their newsletters. They have their, you name it, their Facebook pages, their Twitter a lot. Of times. It's brilliant. Okay. So when I first did my book, I went to the libraries. You get all that done. You start getting regular workshops in with them. And suddenly the people attending your workshops, they talk about you on social media as well. Hey, I heard this great workshop by Kristen Agopian about saving money. I tried some of the tips and some of the ideas. It worked great. Here's a copy of where you can find her book and let the world start beating a path to your door. It is delicious. Now, I touched briefly on this just a second ago. Let's talk social media for a second. When I first started doing this, I joined Facebook and LinkedIn, okay? And the first contacts I had, those I already networked with face-to-face with the libraries. Then I added the book to Amazon.com so it can be downloaded to all these Kindles. And I didn't expect much, but sure enough, they started getting downloaded. And I started listening. I want you guys to hear this. A fantastic weekly teleseminar series from this guy named Steve Harrison. Okay, check out this website when you get a chance, www.freepublicity.com, freepublicity.com. What could be better than that? And his teleseminars are these, you tune in. I mean, you can do it right from your computer at work. I do it from the studio all the time. He has these outstanding tips and ideas for, again, whatever your dream job or your self-created company is. He has these great ideas for building it, including how to get press attention for your services, for your books, for your projects, for your events. And what I loved, he explores the idea of pitching yourself as a company spokesperson, an idea that I thought was so outlandish, I had to chuckle when I first read it. But sure enough, spoiler alert, it happened. Creating these press releases that get you noticed, generating publicity for minimum expense, which is right what we're looking for, guys, and inside information for going to the, air quotes, big networks to get the word out. So when I got the idea, when I saw all of these bullet points about this, I picked up the program. And with the Steve Harrison knowledge in hand, okay, and this is, I am a nobody, a huge nobody out there in the world, just, you know, peddling a little self-published book about how to save money. With that in hand, I started sending out press releases via email to ABC, to NBC, to Fox News, to CBS, offering my product and my services and my, air quotes, expertise for consumer reporting pieces. Okay, then I followed up with in-person visits to their front desk, just dropped off a copy of the book. And believe it or not, me, I'm a nobody in the whole game of all this stuff, how to save money. There's a million names out there. And yet, here in Philadelphia, 6ABC was the first to bite. Okay, I did two pieces with a local reporter, Amy Buckman. She is a riot. And that aired to the Philadelphia market only. Okay, then Fox 29 was next to call. And this is me. This is a nobody doing this, right? I did these Thanksgiving and Christmas segments for them on how to save money. Also aired to the Philadelphia market. Did not cost me a dime. And suddenly my face, my product, and my ideas are airing to a huge market. Then here's the fun part. ABC's nationwide sister station called the Live Well Network asked if it could film two segments for a nationwide release. Okay? Yeah, come on over anytime, you know, you name it. So the two Live Well segments turned into six segments. And here's how. When you're nice to the people coming to your door, when you make their job easier by having a well-organized, informative, upbeat sort of message, you're making their job easier for them, and they're going to come back for more. So the two segments for the Live Well Network turned into six segments. Each of them aired 11 times each to over 100 million people each time. Nice. I loved it. It was so cool. It was so much fun. So again, with the Steve Harrison knowledge in hand, with several pre-recorded segments complete, the ones where you go into the studio, you meet the very nice down-to-earth people at these news stations, and you do these pre-recorded segments, ones where they can go in and they can pick and choose certain sound bites and make it very pretty and very neat. It's all fun. Now that I had several of those, I now had the credentials to market myself as a consumer reporter, but this time for live segments, not the pre-recorded, oh, let me put those together for you and let me say, you know, whatever. You can, with the live segments, I'm here to tell you, anything possibly crazy that could happen will happen. But here's why I want you guys to consider this. When you have your new job, your new, you know, corporate idea that you've got going on, and you're trying to get this publicity, it can be interesting trying to get out there to the major news stations. I did it and I had no experience in this stuff. The pre-recorded segments, they have got a list the size of their arm of people who are happy to do pre-recorded segments. Here's the catch. When you are willing to go into the studio and do a live segment, the number of people willing to do that shrinks hugely, maybe down to like 99% fewer people. There's just very few people willing to do that. So sign up, just put it all out there, say you're happy to do live segments. That opened up possibilities to appear on NBC's The 10 Show. Fantastic outfit out there. Oh, my God. And they have a huge number of viewers and listeners. So with the feedback, the book downloads, the publicity, all for free was phenomenal. Then a fantastic local station, not one of the big three, but it was Allentown's 69 News at Sunrise, started hiring me to come up there once every couple of months for a 6-minute segment live, of course. Usually I was cooking something or talking about back to school or whatever, something that was timely to what they wanted to do. I'd go up there and do our live segments. The entire time, my website is scrolling at the bottom of the screen. The availability, where to find the book, is right there at the bottom of the screen. And not only that, when you have a copy of that live reporting segment or the pre-recorded, whatever you have, and you can put it on YouTube, you can put it on your personal website, it gives you a credibility that is phenomenal. It gives you a wherewithal and a value in the news community that you know what you're doing. You know what you're talking about. You're available on a moment's notice, and everybody's a winner. Not only that, now think about how you're helping them out. They're helping you out huge. You know that. But you're helping them out as well. And the word gets around. You get a call from some other, either a radio station, a news station, a television station. Hey, I just heard from a great producer at 69 News at Sunrise that you're available on a moment's notice for something. We had someone that we wanted to come in. They're sick, or they had, you know, their car broke down, whatever it is. Do you think you could make it up here in the next hour and do a couple of segments for us? Yeah, absolutely. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. So a couple of, you know, by the time now I am where I am, you know, 2018, I have had the pleasure of nearly, it's got to be close to 50 live and pre-recorded consumer reporting segments. Okay, 50. And I was a nobody from Nowheresville with a self-published book on how to save a little bit of money. Okay, and with the tips and the tricks I just shared with all of you, none of which cost me a dime, I now have about 50 live and pre-recorded consumer reporting segments that I can put on my website, that I have on my own personal resume, each of which not only added credibility to my message and my brand name, but also directed upwards of about 25,000 hits to my website. 25,000 hits to my website each time a segment aired. That's what I'm talking about, guys. It doesn't take an expensive publicist. It doesn't take moving to some big town to make this happen. It takes you sitting down when you have a quiet moment to yourself. Start putting down what's your dream job, your dream company, your message, and your gift to the world. Start following some of these same steps that I did, because I'm telling you right now, guys, if I can do it, you can do it. I want your message out there front and center. I want your company taking it to the next level, and I don't want you spending a lot of money while you're doing it. It can be done. I did it. You can do it too. More right after this.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
On this episode of The World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks? That's right. KFC now has four different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of four. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20. Wow, that sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Negopian Show talking about tried and true ways to get your ideas into the dream job that you've been trying to create. You're not sure. You're on the fence. Do I start this company? Do I start this sideline business? Yes, yes, and yes. We talked before the break about getting a lot of publicity for your item, for your service, for your book, whatever it is. And now I want to, here's where the rubber is really going to meet the road in this last segment. Here's where things just took a fantastic skyrocketing turn. With several consumer reporting segments on my resume. Okay, it looks good on a website. People know that you're not a nut. They know that you can be depended on. And dozens of blogs online. And these weren't long blogs. These were a couple of paragraphs, whatever. I determined my next goal in evolving my brand name was to write a regular column, a newspaper column. So I send out press releases and writing samples and my bio to the features editors of over 20 local publications here in this area. Find the editors near you. Pick up a copy of the paper. Go onto their website. It should be all there, right there, front and center. Get the features editor's name. Okay, tell them that here is your resume. I've done several consumer reporting segments. I have a book that I've published here. I've got several blogs. You can get a sense of my writing style here. One local paper accepted here in this area, the Daily Local News. I sent out notes to 20 different local publications, just emails, followed up with a polite phone call. And one local paper accepted near us, okay? The Daily Local News. This was nearly 10 years ago. And I'm still writing for them. It's wonderful. They have about 250,000 readers. Okay, so you get a feel for how you get your brand name out there at no cost to you. Volunteer your column for free. Make it a no-brainer for the paper to pick up your column. You're doing them a favor. They are doing you a huge favor. It gives your brand name, it gives it respectability. It certainly gives it a huge viewership that it didn't have before. Everyone's a winner. You got to love it. So 250,000 readers every other week my column appears in their paper, and with countless more readers online. It was just a tremendous boost, okay? So now, with the credibility of now being a columnist, I was able to more easily market myself to other publications as well. And all you do, you just keep sending out really polite, quick, brief, no huge, long emails to people. Keep it quick. Keep it simple. Keep it focused on how you're going to help their publication with a reliable, friendly, nothing crazy little piece that they're going to love each and every time that you print. You're going to get your things in on time. All the things that editors absolutely love, you'd be amazed, are in short supply. When you start supplying your column on time to their guidelines, you know, the word count that they're looking for, you would be amazed how many other writers just blow their deadlines. They blow their word counts. They write too many words, too few words, whatever it is. When you show how reliable you are, word will get out. And as a result, it happened for me. I now have the pleasure of writing for not only the Daily Local News, do this for free. I've also written columns for Yahoo, for Cover to Cover, for a couple of great personalized sites like Gal Time and Philly to Philly local sites and others, with an estimated, you ready for this, 1 million readers monthly. You want to talk about some free advertising, some free publicity? Get your word out with your blog, get that turned into your column, get it into print, and it will raise your profile in ways that you never thought possible, in ways that I never thought possible. I mean, a million different readers monthly, not to mention the consumer reporting segments. All of this I'm doing for free and getting tremendous publicity. Good stuff. Next step, marketing yourself as a partner or a spokesperson, okay? If you have a message, maybe it's about fixing cars, maybe it's about teaching kids, maybe it's about starting a business of your own, maybe it's about taxes or accounting or home improvement. You have an expertise. You have a passion. And you have translated that into your own personal project or your business, be it a book or otherwise. The more you have exposed yourself to and contributed to the media, the more you now have a potential place as a spokesperson for a separate entity. Okay? So what entities out there would benefit from someone like you serving as their partner or their spokesperson? Think about car dealerships or realtors. Think it out. Just start writing things down. Like, what particular industries out there would benefit from you, the columnist, the author, the consumer reporter, everybody? And think about all the stuff you're doing now. How would your experience and all of your contacts benefit them? And how would their contacts, more importantly, benefit you? How would their contacts and their company benefit you? How can you make this a mutually beneficial arrangement, okay? So pulling again from the Harrison Teleseminar series, again, a free plug for them. I love them. I listen time and again on how adding a motivational speaker to your credentials would be an excellent means to get your message out, okay, and get paid at the same time, right? Works for me. So I started with one lecture titled Brilliant Frugal Living, the same title as a book. Talked about how you can give yourself a massive raise this year. This was back in the day when nobody was getting raises. The economy was really in the tank. And I marketed the lecture at one outstanding website called speakermatch.com. Okay? The speaker series, it takes off. I've had the pleasure of connecting with clients nationwide on the topics of saving more and spending less and everything else. So I started kind of broadening out the topic base as to what I would speak about social networking to succeed, giving yourself a raise, wealth building and personal finance, surviving and thriving in any economic environment, all those types of things. Okay? My point being, think about what types of motivational topics could your expertise lend themselves to, okay? Think about that, and how could you get the word out to them? They would then plug you as you benefit them as well. That's what I'm talking about. So moving on from that, you've built this huge network of people that you love working with, okay? And I started to get a lot of feedback from people saying that this kind of material would lend itself well to a radio show. And I started thinking, okay, you know, God knows I love the sound of my own voice. Maybe we try that. I started plugging the idea of a money-saving, personal finance, touch of humor around the edges radio show, okay? Went to a whole bunch of different stations. Nobody wanted to bite except for one in here in the Philadelphia area, WFYL. It picked up the show. We had it two times a week. The advertisers in that day and age came out of nowhere because everybody wants to be associated with a show that helps people save money, okay? Then we get approached by the BizTalk Radio Network to talk about maybe getting it done on a nationwide level, okay? So as of this date today, with their hard work, we are now on over 80 stations coast to coast. and we're connecting with people, unbelievable people, the finest people on earth, all of which want to do the most they can with their money, and they'd love to caucus with other people to connect and get great ideas. So we've had that going on for the last several years. And here's a fun little twist that I wanted to get in at the end. I have a microphone in my home studio, and I started getting approached not only for the radio stuff, which is going great and gangbusters, but for voiceover work. And the voiceover work that I've now started doing has now just absolutely exploded and taken off. So one of my main messages amongst the many messages here, don't be surprised if all of your goals and all of your hard work and the strategies that you put into play lead you down avenues you never even thought possible for making even more money. The big difference between people who create successes out of themselves and those that don't are the ones that have the guts to get up, put their ideas out there. Don't be afraid to fall on your face a couple of times, because every single great success story out there has a good number of stories like that. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there. Cheap
and small. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.